It's Sunday, April 6th, 2008.
Hey, I am 80s old. Come on, fire and radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC calling your green.
It's a heave ho, high ho, coming down the plains, stealing weights and party and all the other.
Well, hey, everybody. This is Ragnar Danisjodan. You've once again found the Pirates Week podcast looking at pirate radio, more specifically shortwave pirate radio. Hey, we got a pretty good show for you this week. We got a pirate in the news story, including a New York pirate being fined. We go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. Hey, and this week we also have something else, the CIDX wrap-up. We're going to have a whole bunch of off-air recordings this week, probably quite a bit of the show. The propagation forecast, a couple closing thoughts from me. Stay tuned. Hold on to your butts. It's
the Pirate's Week. Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Breaking the law. 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 Breaking the law.
Pirates in the news.
No, that wasn't a mistake. We got a whole bunch of stuff to cover this week, so we're going right into Pirates in the News. The FCC has fined a man $17,000 for running a pirate FM station in the Bronx, New York. This story from This Week in Amateur Radio.
The Federal Communications Commission has issued a $17,000 monetary forfeiture order to Craig Watkins for operating an unlicensed radio transmitter on the frequency 106.3 megahertz in New York City and willfully violating the Communications Act by refusing an inspection of the station. Newsline's Bruce Tennant, K6PZW, has the story.
On March 7, 2007, the FCC New York office received a complaint from an engineer representing FM station WFAF, which operates on 106.3 megahertz in Mount Kisco, New York. The engineer reported that an illegal broadcasting station operating on 106.3 megahertz in Bronx, New York, was causing interference to WFAF. 3 days later, FCC commission agents using a mobile direction finding vehicle monitored 106.3 megahertz. The agents observed a broadcast on 106.3 and identified the source of the transmissions as an FM broadcasting antenna on a roof on East 229th Street in the Bronx. Commission agents then conducted an investigation on the roof and observed an FM broadcast antenna mounted to the chimney of the building that was connected to a coaxial cable leading into a window of an upstairs apartment. The agents then knocked on the door to the upstairs apartment of the two-family house. When the man who answered the door was asked about the radio station, he stated that he was a visitor and he knew nothing about the radio station. When the agents advised him to turn off the transmitter, he did so. The man also advised the agents that the apartment's resident was not at home. While speaking to the man at the upstairs apartment door, the agents were approached by the building owner. The agents advised the owner that an unauthorized radio station was being operated by someone in the upstairs apartment. He phoned the resident, Craig Watkins, and asked him to return to the residence. When Watkins arrived, the agents questioned him about the radio station, and he admitted that there was radio equipment in his apartment, but he stated that no radio station existed. Watkins refused to allow the agents to inspect the equipment. On March 14th, the commission agent observed a radio broadcast on 106.3 megahertz and identified the source of the transmission as an FM broadcast antenna on the roof of the same East 229th Street building. So, on July 27th, the Commission's New York field office issued a notice of apparent liability for forfeiture in the amount of $17,000 to Watkins for operating an unlicensed radio transmitter and refusing to allow an inspection of the radio station equipment. In his response, Watkins did not deny that there was radio station equipment in his apartment, and he did not claim that the equipment was there without his permission. He did, however, claim that he did not know anything about the operation of a radio station. Watkins did not address his refusal to allow the agents to inspect the equipment. In affirming the fine, the FCC says that Watkins was identified by the building owner as the resident of the upstairs apartment, and in his response to the notice of apparent liability, Watkins states that he does reside at that address. Although Watkins does not admit to operating the radio station, he confirmed that there is radio station equipment at his apartment. Watkins does not state that such equipment was there without his permission. As a result, they found that Watkins provided services and facilities incidental to the transmission of communications by radio from his home. Taken together, the FCC finds that Watkins' actions amounted to willful and repeated violations of the Communications Act, and that the $17,000 fine is affirmed. I'm Bruce Tennant, K6PZW, in the newsroom in Los Angeles.
Watkins was given the customary 30 days to pay or to file an appeal.
FRN Forum postings.
Well, with that, it's time now to take a look around the internet to see if we can find some postings about pirate radio, starting off like we always do with the Free Radio Network, www.frn.net/vines. Starting us off, Blandex posts that the 2008 Blandex has just been released at www.blandx.com. And I'm going to interrupt right now because the International Radio Report on CKUT did a little bit about Blandex. Janice talks about the Blandex issue that just came out this year. Take a listen to Janice on the International Radio Report.
Well, good stuff. There is some good stuff on April Fools that comes out. One of the things is Blandex, the 2008 version of Blandex. And for those who don't know, check out www.blandex.com. That's Bravo Lima Alpha November Delta X-ray.com. And this is basically a spoof about and for DXers. And it's a play on the old Speedex magazine and club that used to exist many years ago. And they've got some really funny stuff up there. One of the things they have is the DXer's Bible. And I'll read you from the DXer's Bible, the book of Genesis. In the beginning, Glenn created the radio wave and the transmitter. Then in subsequent days, Glenn created the receiver, DX stations, and DXer. Then he saw that DXer was lonely, and Glenn told him to try to QSL Albania. DXer listened long and hard and wrote many reports, and then while he slept, Glenn took a rib from his torso and created the antenna. Then Glenn DXed at a cabin in the woods for the weekend to rest. Book 2. DXers went to the land of Farad and found other DXers. The DXers flourished in the woods and brought forth many offspring. Marconi begat Crowsley, Crowsley begat Hammerland, Hammerland begat Zenith, Zenith begat Heath, Heath begat Drake, Drake begat Phillips, Phillips begat Panasonic, Panasonic begat Sony, and Sony begat Eaton. And the DXers had many opportunities to plug in. Glenn saw that many DXers were using the Gospels of the Pagan Passport, ignoring the Gospels of DX Listener's Digest. So he told righteous DXer Dave of the Valkos to prepare a cabin for 40 days and 40 nights of static. The people of Cumbre were scattered at the time the Lord confounded the language of DXers when they were building a highway to Enid, or was it the Tower of Sackville? This is to show the remnant of the House of DX what great things Glenn hath done for their fathers, and that they may know that they are not cast off forever. And also to convincing of the Jew, Gentile, and Canadian that Glenn is the anointed, the eternal God, manifesting himself to all. And now, if there are faults, there are mistakes of Maris, wherefore condemn not things of Glenn, but when found spotless at the judgment seat in Enid. So that's the book of Genesis from the DXer's Bible from Blandex. Really funny stuff. I'll read a couple of the logging sections they have in Blandex. 4820 Botswana, Radio Botswana, and they have a time with cooking program, 27 Ways to Prepare Mealworms. 5015 Peru, Radio Altura. Man talking until interrupted by woman. So what else is new? Where's the one from China? China, PBS Xinjiang. Woman talking in Chinese, dog barking, then whimpering. Cooking program? So more and more bizarre loggings they have on blandex.com. So go to www.blandex.com, check it out. Really funny stuff, and really well written, and it's been around for quite a number of years. Blandex was, there was the Blandex spoof magazine, and now it's on the internet, and someone's taken a lot of time and care to make some really, really funny, you know, DXer comedy. So if you're a DXer, you'll get it. If you're not, you might not get it.
Continuing on with Pirate Shortwave on the FRN, Cracker posts in the Be Nice for a While thread that he received news that Pat Murphy made it through surgery and is recuperating at home. Hey, take care, Pat, and don't even think about us for a while. Just stay home, recoup, and, well, get healthy. Over in the Workshop forum, Nothing40 posts that he wants to build an antenna tuner and is looking for advice. Now, a bit technical to cover here, but it's a very good thread for the home brewer. Pigmeat notes that some of the voltages coming off the tuner and into specialty antennas like short loaded verticals can be lethal, even at low transmitting power. Take into account what you're screwing with before you touch anything in your antenna tuner. And the Access post looking for microphone suggestions. He's looking for something that can help reduce some background noise and can withstand a bit of abuse from being transported. And he'd like to get away with spending less than $100. Now, a couple people suggested the Shure SM58. Actually, there's several different suggestions over there, but one of the better ones is actually if you can get to a place where you can test your voice on several different microphones and see what you actually sound like in each one. That's really going to help if you can find a place to do that with a variety of different microphones. Over in Alt Radio Pirate, WQST posted a thumping 55-watt portable amp. WQST says they have just finished testing a new power amp that makes 55 watts on 12 volts when driven with 5 watts. It uses two dissimilar power transistors that were available on hand. One is the 20-watt UHF M9851. Easily capable of 25 watts at 88 megahertz. The other is a VHF 25 watt C1946A pulled from a marine radio set. They're totally different even in package design, though both are capable of over 10 decibel gain and designed for higher frequencies than the FM broadcast band. He then goes into describing the 55-watt portable amp with pictures and schematics for the amp. This may be something that would interest those homebrewers out there. Looks like a neat little set. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 634, March 29th through April 4th, 2008, are the pirate radio stations being heard? Stations include Common Man Radio, The Crystal Ship, Maple Leaf Radio, Mashup Radio, Radio Caroline, Radio 3, Random Radio, UC Essex Relay Service, Victory Radio, Voice of the Abnormal, Voice of Hell, WBNY, WFUQ, WHYP, all right, Brown Yard's back in the house with WHYP, WHYE, Shortwave, WSKO, Psycho Radio, and WWWW. QSLs being reported received this week include the stations of WTCR, 20th Century Radio, sent one out to John Sedlak. And this note was also tagged on the end of the Free Radio Weekly, and actually I want to share it long, even though it doesn't really have anything to do with radio, because I think it's really cool. William Hazig says he is now retired. Friday, March 28th was his last day at work when he joined Illinois Bell Telephone on September 15th, 1971. Hey, congratulations, Bill. Hope all goes well. And, hey, my two cents, man, you know, we're all looking forward to that day. Hey, congratulations. And also, something new for the Pirates Week, The Canadian International DX Club magazine just arrived in my mailbox in PDF form, so I thought I would take a quick skim through it. This is the CIDX for April, and taking a look through, there's a whole, oh, it's a huge PDF file. It's a huge magazine, got a lot of really good stuff in there concerning shortwave radio, DXing, utility stations, everything. But there is something of note that we should take a look here at on the Pirates Week, and that's Greg Majewski's. He has his free radio scene column, and this month Greg interviews Mr. James Brownyard. Yes, JB answers a bunch of questions put to him, including describing his station equipment, other free radio stations that have influenced him, and his thoughts on the free radio scene. Greg goes on to report that free radio activity is up in March, and there were 51 stations broadcasting in March. The frequency most used was 6925, as it usually is, and other frequencies in use this last month were 3430 and 6700 being used by the Crystal Ship, 6955 and 6950. He also notes conditions are still improving with better signals. Hey, I'd also like to add 6850 is a frequency also being used by MAC Shortwave. 6850, heard him last night. And I'd just like to add, hey, Greg's column alone is worth the $10 yearly subscription for the monthly electronic PDF form of the CIDX, the Canadian DX Club magazine. Hey, and you can reach that at CIDX.ca.
You know the weird guy in the corner of the office who always has his headphones on? That's you!
Well, I have several off-air recordings for you this week, so let's get right into them. First one up is Radio 3, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, 2310 to 2328, SINPO 44334. You're listening to Radio 3, playing some locomotive, and then off suddenly. So take a quick listen to Radio 3.
From Chicago, Illinois. After our undressed announcer told you who we were, you had Deadman 13 from Lakeland, Florida. And what you just heard there was Locomotive from Kansas City, Missouri. Say, folks, how do you know when you're a real radio freak?
You talk to your radio more than you talk to your wife.
Well, that might be a contributing factor, but that's not what I was looking for.
You passed up a hot time in the sack to try for Tristan DeCuna. Again.
Another good answer, but no, that's not what I was looking for. You know you're a real radio freak when you waste a bunch of time listening to Salamoniac right here on
Wayne Dream
Rock.
Next up is Voice of the Abnormal, 6925 Upper Sideband, again on the 1st of April, 2330-2004, SINPO, a great 45444. Talking about pot, let's go smoke some pot. It's a reefer, Reefer Polka, and the Pope Smokes Dope. Hey, a whole bunch of cannabis songs. Take a listen to this. This is actually going to run a little longer. This is about 2.5 minutes long or so. Take a listen to Voice of the Abnormal.
The pot song there was from the Off Hour Rockers, and you're listening to the Funny Blue Smoke on the shortwave dial here, the Voice of the Abnormal. I'm your host, Guy Pagonis. We're smoking along here, and we've got a little bit more smoking to do. We'll get right back to that, but first, I want to tell you how to get, you might be able to get you a QSL card from this show. It might give you a contact high. Now, we can't really send you the Noble Weed through the mail, but Maybe we can get you a visual picture and you can just kind of soak to it, soak along with it as you're looking at it, and just kind of imagine you were here with me as we were doing this show. And to get that QSL card, all you have to do is send the right information, that is the date, time, and frequency on what you're listening to this, together with a few program details to let us know you really heard the show and did not imagine it after smoking some good ganja. And all you have to do it is send it to P.O. Box 69. That's right, friend. P.O. Box 69, Elkhorn, Nebraska. And the zip is 68022 in the USA. And we're just going to continue right along smoking, and we're going to get a little bit holy on this. The pot, after all, is sacred. So this is going to be kind of a holy pot set. You might even say holy smoke. There, I used such a bad pun.
Knubu, Knapu, Cannabis, Conapina, Canamato, Cana.
Next up, we have a perennial favorite, Wolverine Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, the 4th of April, SINPO 45444. Out of Canada, it's Wolverine Radio. Next up, Radio Pigneat International, 6925 AM, the 5th of April, 2210 to 2234, SINPO 33443. This is a bit of a short clip. Just wanted to get Radio Pigmeat in here. Take a listen to Radio Pigmeat International.
International crew, guys that can remember New York before Rudy Giuliani ruined it. All right, you're listening to Radio Pigmeat International.
Radio from North America.
Man, I don't know what I'm playing next, but, you know, it's going to be something good.
And our last clip of the day is MAC, Ultraman Show on 6851 last night, the 5th of April, 2305 to 2340, SINPO 44344 with a big S9 signal. It's a bit of a long clip. This is going to run about 2.5 minutes or so, but listen to young Ultraman. I think he's having a hell of a fun time on the radio. I think he's working his way up to a Paul Starr-style maniacal laughter. Take a extended listen to MAC Shortwave with the Ultraman Show on 6851 AM.
I am Ultraman! That was Dig by Nervous Norvis. That was the flip side of Transceiver here on the LP. Truman Show. Hello, everybody listening.
Hello, everybody at the FRA.
In the IRC chat room.
And hello to everybody.
What? Did you feel me?
What?
I hope you enjoyed that one. That was me, not a record or a CD. Our email address is macshortwave@yahoo.com. Again, our email address is macshortwave@yahoo.com. Send me an email and let me think of what you... Let me know what you think of my show.
Welcome to this one. On the Yosemite Show.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, let's take a look at this week's propagation forecast, coming as it typically does from This Week in Amateur Radio.
As we take a look at this week's propagation report, we see that the past few days have had very stable geomagnetic conditions. After unsettled to active geomagnetic indicators on March 26th through the 28th, conditions quieted down quite dramatically. Combined with the nearly two-week run of sunspots and the spring season, this makes for good HF conditions. This weekend, April 5th and 6th, we'll probably see the return of solar wind and associated geomagnetic activity. The predicted planetary A index for April 5th through the 13th is 15, 15, 12, 12, 12, 12, 10, 5, and 5. Geophysical Institute Prague predicts quiet to unsettled conditions for April 4th, active on the 5th, unsettled to active on the 6th, unsettled on the 7th, and unsettled to active on the 8th, and unsettled April 9th and 10th.
Well, if you have listened to the Pirates Week for any stretch of time, you know that I really enjoy antennas and antenna building. So I have a very short, less than a minute, little news clip here from the AR Newsline for those of you who enjoy building interesting antennas. Let's call it that. Take a listen to this from the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Eric Weaver, N0EW, sent along a note to tell us about the upcoming K0S Strange Antenna Challenge, slated for Memorial Day weekend, May 24th through the 26th. What's a strange antenna challenge? According to Eric, it's an event where antennas are not permitted to be constructed of wire or metal pipe. Rather, those taking part must use their imagination to design radiators that are untraditional. Eric says past antennas have included such items as metal folding chairs, chicken wire, fences, ladders, even a trampoline. If this sounds like a fun way to spend Memorial Day weekend, you can get more information online at www.nzerow.org/K0S.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week here at the Pirates Week. Well, hey, I'm out of time, so I'll talk about that next week. Hey, as I wanted to say one last time, hey, man, Pat Murphy, take care of yourself. Get well soon. Can't wait to see you get back on the boards. Hey, until next week, gang, as always, thanks for listening.
the boat anchor's soft glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.